You are listening to Yoga Boss, episode 206.
Welcome to the Yoga Boss podcast. Do you feel like you were meant to have a successful career in the yoga industry? Like you got into this industry to truly help your students, but you're struggling to actually make money? Or you know that marketing your business is essential, but don't know how to make it intentional and effective for you? Maybe you have already had some success, but you're ready to scale to multiple six figures. Building a profitable yoga business is less complicated and easier than you know. It takes business strategy and a yoga boss mindset. When you are ready to work on your business instead of in it, this is the podcast for you. Now your host, Jackie Murphy, the business coach just for yoga teachers.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Yoga Boss. I am Jackie Murphy. How are you doing? How is your January treating you? Some of my clients have been in the Midwest of the U.S. or really anywhere in the U.S. except for South Carolina or Florida. And you guys have been covered in snow for the past month, it seems. And maybe January isn't turning out the way that you thought it would with the students returning in January because it's been very cold where you are. Some of my students have had an amazing January and they're feeling people really come back to their practice and invest in their health and wellness habits. And that's also amazing. No matter where you are right now in January, I want to invite you to the Grow Challenge. The Grow Challenge is my 5-day challenge that starts January 29th. Designed to help you make more in your business and keep more profit in your business. Now, if you've been to one of our trainings before, you know how much we put into those trainings. Some of you have taken the How to Grow Your Yoga Business on Instagram training. A lot of you just took the Make More in 2024 training. Like, you know, I'm not just there to sell you. But I teach a lot in those trainings. The Grow Challenge will be no different in that sense. You are going to learn for an hour a day for 5 days. But what is different about the Grow Challenge than any other thing I've ever done is this challenge is really, really about you implementing and taking action in your business. So I want you to sign up for the Grow Challenge if you want to keep your momentum going that started in January, or maybe you need a little kick in gear and you want to get the momentum going for your yoga business right now. There are two ways for you to join the Grow Challenge. The first way is general admission. It's $47. In general admission, you will get 5 days of training inside of a Facebook group where you can connect with everyone else. There are replays available of the daily trainings, but they will only be up for 24 hours because I want you to implement. I don't want you to not watch the whole training and then try and binge watch it on day 5. That doesn't really help anybody. The second way for you to attend the Grow Challenge is through the VIP option, which is $97. If I were you, I would hands down 100% absolutely do the VIP option. Why? Because I am offering the VIPs of the Grow Challenge a week of business coaching. What, my friends? Y'all, that amount of business coaching from me is usually priced around $5,000. So right now you can get an entire week of business coaching to ask your specific questions, to talk about your price points or your pricing structure, if you should change it to a membership base or raise your price and introduce a new offer in your business, to get coaching, to really see like what could be holding you back that you may not see in your business. The VIP spots are limited and they are already being taken. So if you know you want to attend VIP, don't wait to sign up, because once those spots go, y'all, they go, because I want to make sure that I can coach every single VIP within the week. So I cannot have that many of you be a VIP. So when you head over to theyogabossgroup.com/challenge, you can sign up for the Grow Challenge. It's happening next week, January 29th through February 2nd. It is going to be like the best room for you to be in, to stay motivated, to actually take action in your business, and to have the accountability that you may need. So I'll see you there, right? You can pause it right now and go sign up. Do not wait. All right, today we are going to make this podcast episode kind of quick and dirty, but it's something that I know a lot of you struggle with and I know kind of sits in your heart and makes things a little bit more murky and confusing for you. We are going to talk about if it is wrong for you to want to make more in your yoga business. Now, for some of you, you have the dream of making six figures in your yoga business. You want to make that first 100K. And for other of yous, for the rest of you listening, maybe you have the dream of making $1 million or more in your yoga business. And no matter who I talk to, it's typically like there's some flavor of, am I wrong for wanting this thing? Is it greedy of me? Should I feel guilty? Is this something I shouldn't do? Should I not be making that amount of money from a yoga business? And I'm just going to give you my personal opinion. If it helps you, amazing. And if not, you don't have to take it. That's totally okay. But what we have to talk about first is, why is it an issue that you feel guilty or greedy or somehow wrong for wanting to make more money in your yoga business? And that is such a big issue because the industry, while it is going to be a $67 billion industry in 2027, most of the money that's made from yoga does not go to the yoga teacher or the studio owner. It does not go into the hands of someone who deeply cares about the practice, who understands that the practice is more than the asana, who respects where the practice came from. Those dollars that are coming into the yoga industry right now are going into the pockets of people who deeply understand business. So if you think it's wrong for you to want more money as a yoga business owner, what you're essentially saying is, I should have less, even though I deeply care about this practice and I care about my students and I'm building this ethically and honestly and from a good place in my heart. And the people who aren't like that, they can keep the money. Why? Why would we want that? I want the people in the yoga industry who have the power to be the people who understand yoga. Okay. So what we have to talk about next is just some data, some statistics. And I put this on my Instagram a while back. If you're not following me, head over to the Business of Yoga and make sure you follow along. And I want you to know this. 85.5% of yoga teachers are all women. Now, there's some guys and we appreciate the guys, right? And if you are non-binary or you don't like the way that I'm talking about this is just like statistics from the internet. And I totally respect that. This is just some data that I'm going to use for this episode. 85.5% of yoga teachers are women. So the next thing that you need to know is that women own 42% of the small businesses in the United States. So we own less than half of the small businesses in the United States. But 90% of those businesses never hit 100K. 90% of women-owned businesses never hit 100K. What does that tell you? Women think it is better to give up money, to sacrifice, to suffer, to be the martyr. Like, we step aside and take care of everyone else. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And then we don't make sure that we are actually taken care of. It happens so often. Less than 2% of women-owned businesses ever hit seven figures. Do you see the problem, my friends? 2% of women-owned businesses hit seven figures. What kind of message does that send to your daughter or your granddaughter or even your son or your grandson? Like, you want to leave behind a generation that knows women can do business in a really ethical, positive way that doesn't take away from our families, that doesn't take away from the people that we serve, and we can make money. Now, this study was super interesting. In 2020, a study found that women owned 51% of the businesses in the US, but only accounted for 4% of the revenue. So this was in 2020 when everyone was opening a business because we were all inside. So we owned 51% of the businesses that year, but only accounted for 4% of the revenue. So 96% of the revenue that year went to businesses that aren't owned by women. Like, that statistic alone should be alarming. It doesn't add up, my friends. Women are taught that we are the ones to have to step aside, to, you know, let someone else go, to take care of someone else, that we shouldn't want more, that we shouldn't go after bigger dreams. But yet, the people who are teaching us that don't believe the same thing. So I want you to really think about it. Is it wrong for you to want to make more? Or have the cards just kind of been stacked against you? Have you been taught that it's not good to want to make more? I want you to really think about, like, when you say that you want to make more as a yoga teacher, why? If you haven't listened to episode 205, like, craft your vision, get a lot of whys for why you want to do this. Now, this next part is like, after you've decided that, yes, you want to make more, and yes, it's okay for you to make more, and you have a good why, sometimes wanting more feels bad. Have you guys ever felt that before? Where you set a big goal, or you decide that you want something in your life, and then you start to feel bad because it's not there. Yeah. I had a client ask me a few years ago, like, okay, how do I want and feel grateful at the same time? Because the wanting is bringing the suffering because I'm so aware that the thing that I want isn't there, right? You may want six figures, but if you're at 10K or you haven't even made your first dollar, you're very aware that the money isn't there. You may want $1 million. But if you're not there yet, you're aware that you haven't hit the goal or achieved the goal that you want. And this is really interesting. The dictionary defines the word want as to be without lack, like a lack or deficiency. That's how want is defined. Why does that matter to you? Because when you want a business, if you want to make more money, but then you get into that lack and you get into that deficiency and you're thinking that you don't have it and you're thinking that it's not there, you are not going to get into the go mode. You are not going to be taking action and making sure that it happens and doing what you need to do. No, mostly you're going to be trying to manage how bad you feel about not having the thing that you want. And that's not what I want. For any of you. So what is your alternative? Like, you know, making more is meant for you in your yoga business. You don't want to sit in the energy of lack, of it not being there, of wanting, of yearning, but feeling hopeless. So what is available for you is desire. Desire is different than want, and they're very similar. It's nuanced, but I want you to go with me on this. Desire is defined as a wish for or a request, the natural longing that is excited by the enjoyment or thought of any good and impels to action or effort, an eager wish to obtain or enjoy. Do you hear the nuance and the difference in that? When you are desiring something, means you have a wish, you have a request, you have this natural longing coming out. But it's not that you need it right then. You don't need to be anywhere else. You don't need life to be different than it is. You don't need the thing that you want to be there in order for you to be happy. You're just requesting. And you're intending to be a seven-figure earner. But in the present moment, events are moving in a way that it suggests like you're making progress. You can be detached to your goal. You don't have to get frustrated by it. You don't have to fight it. You don't have to lose hope. You can just keep your certainty and keep going, keep taking action. The intention and the uncertainty and the detachment will help you take action in your business. So I want you to think about when you desire to make more, when you desire to grow in your yoga business, you're moving from a place of sufficiency, of where I am right now is enough. I know that there's nowhere out there that's better than here. Like, it's all life. It's all 50-50. So I'm not going to wish this moment away. And I have a wish. I have a request. I have a desire to experience this thing in my life. Desire is natural and desire isn't bad. Desire keeps us moving along as a human species. So when you think about it, let's say that we were to get rid of all desire in the world. And like we all woke up tomorrow with no desire, no wants. That was just like eliminated. We had everything at our disposal, no matter what. Like it just was all there. No desires, no wants. Nobody would get out of bed. You would have no desire to go to the grocery store to buy dinner to feed your family. And even if you did, there'd be no one there to check you out at the grocery store because they didn't have a desire to go to work. Desire, this innate like longing, this innate wishing and requesting and intending is a part of being human. It's a really good part of being human. And I want you to use it to the best of your ability. I want you to wish for and request things that will help you grow, that will give you new experiences in your life, that will serve other people and help them grow, that will give other people new experiences in their life. When you're moving from that place, you'll be moving from a place of service. And when you move from a place of service, that is when you build a business that is unstoppable and a team that genuinely wants to be there. So you just have to shift from wanting, from the lack, from the insecurity, from not having enough to desire. And you have to keep in the back of your mind, like the things that you've been taught about wanting more and it being greedy or wrong, those things were designed to keep us oppressed in a patriarchal system. So you have to be able to be like, all right, I'm going to choose a new way of thinking, a new intention. I'm going to be able to desire or request or wish for this other thing. And that will free you up to enjoy where you are right now in your business, to actually get into action, to actually get into go mode and implement, right? When you desire something, you're requesting it, you're wishing for it, and you're certain that it's on its way, you're going to take action. The best example here is like a vacation, right? If you desire to go to Hawaii and you're certain that you can go, you're going to buy a plane ticket and you're going to pack your suitcase and you're going to go to the airport and you're going to get on the airplane. The desire fueled with certainty gets you into action, and the action is what brings your desire to fruition. The same is true in your business. So if you desire to make six figures, if you desire to make seven figures, and if you're certain that that is meant for you because you're not believing the lie that it's not meant for you anymore, you're going to get into action. You're going to do what you need to do to build a business. And when you do it, you're going to see your desires come to fruition. All right? My friends, I get pretty fired up about this. I don't want you to hold yourself back because you think it's morally better to not have what you need, to make less, to not be able to take care of yourself or your family the way that you want to, because it's not. Your desire to grow will only serve the world. When you desire to grow, you're going to grow the students that you serve, which is going to help them become the people that they need to be to go out and serve. Like, it is a ripple effect that is so much more impactful than you could ever imagine. Okay. All right, my friends, if you're ready to make more in your business, join me for the Grow Challenge. I'll talk to you next week.